Stassi, I've always thought of myself as someone who has a big family.
I can see why, relatively, you do have a big family.
What I realized growing up is that we had just one more person than is typically average. I have a little sister, two little brothers, I'm the oldest of four kids. And I feel like four or five kids is like the most you can have and still be normal.
Yeah, it's right on that cusp.
It's the high end of average.
I should say. Like, my mom growing up, she was the youngest of six, and that was totally normal because those are all baby boomers.
Absolutely. My mother was one of eight, yeah. And my dad was one of two, so I like to joke they just divided and ended up with the perfect amount of kids. But I always thought that being from a family of six, I had a really big family, but we got nothing on our cult of the week.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited to talk about these people.
And you might have been hearing about this name in the news, and we're going to touch on that. We're talking about Quiverful today.
Yes.
Quiverful is a sect of Christianity that you might recognize from the news lately, and also the past 2 years from the Duggar family of 19 kids and counting. Although the Duggars themselves deny that they're actually Quiverful.
I believe they say they're like, I want to say Baptist?
Well, it's not its own religion. It's just a sect of Christianity.
Okay. Okay.
And their main tenet that sort of separates it from other areas of Christianity is that they shun contraception. A pretty easy way to spot a Quiverful family is because they have way too many fucking kids. The name Quiverful comes from the Psalm 127, which states, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." So basically, the more children you have, the more disciples of God you have created, the better you look in God's eyes.
Followers of the Quiverful movement also believe that having so many children sort of helps them prepare and build an army for God.
They believe that God wouldn't give them more children than they can handle, so why not have 4 or 8 or 10 or 13?
Or as many as you can possibly pump out of your poor, overworked vagina.
19 kids, maybe, and counting.
Yes, so the women, because naturally, you know, this cult is very much pro-women, as you can tell. They are encouraged to never use babysitters and to homeschool their kids so they can be with their kids 24/7. Now, I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Please share.
One, babysitters are great. I'm always down. If you need a babysitter, like, please, take some time. Take a break. Half an hour. Have a glass of wine or a nap.
Stassi, this isn't the time to advertising your babysitting services.
But I mean, come on. These women must be so overworked. And also, homeschooling. I know this is going to come up later. I am a big fan of homeschooling in some instances because I have a lot of issues with public education. And I think a lot of public education is horrible. And I think there's a lot that can be corrected by homeschooling your kids, but I'd say one of the reasons I would never homeschool a kid was to be with them 24/7.
The Quiverful families, their idea is that if you're always with your children, no outside forces can corrupt them.
Ugh.
Also, no duh. Doctors say that by the fifth or sixth time you've given birth, it starts to break your body.
Yeah, that is very true. It is incredibly taxing on a woman's body.
There's an increased risk of bleeding out. There's an increased risk that your child is going to have birth defects. As the woman gets older, the health risks for both them and the baby increase. I have a fun fact here. My mom had my littlest brother when she was 35, and they told her that was considered a geriatric pregnancy, which is hilarious because it's only 35.
Yeah, well, my mom had me, and I'm the oldest. She had me when she was 35, and she was telling me how that was a geriatric pregnancy. It's actually funny. Yesterday, she and I were talking on the phone, and I was like, you know, like, we were talking about fertility, and I was like, did you, like, have to try for a while before you got pregnant? She's like, nope, right away. She's like, watch out. Like, thank you, mother.
Now, it's also, shockingly, a very anti-feminist organization that they say birth control, condoms, IUDs, anything, are the hallmark of selfish feminists.
Okay.
That was a direct quote.
I want to cry now. That's stupid.
It's very stupid.
I mean, I don't know how else to describe it other than don't be stupid. That is the stupid thing to say. How can you take yourself seriously or take someone else seriously if they say that?
Because they lean very hard on the verses of the Christian Bible that say a woman's sole purpose is to make a family, make more Christians, and then take care of them.
I'm also sure that the people who are slinging this rhetoric around are not really well-versed on feminism. So.
No, I'd imagine not.
Oh, great.
These women are taught that all the hardship, domestic abuse, and poverty that comes from this. I've gotten most of this information from these amazing sets of Washington Post articles. We also have stuff from The Root and Exo Jane. And there are women who have left the Quiverful movement who say that it's, you know, incredibly taxing when you have 10 kids and one income to try to feed and clothe all of them.
That's like a nightmare.
It's a complete nightmare.
But just the thought of having one mouth to feed is like so much.
You have a cat and you can barely handle that.
Those women are living in poverty and hardship and just loving every second of it.
And this domestic abuse, which tends to crop up due to stress, due to patriarchal, like...
Forces,
because they're also taught, you know, to always be subservient to your husband.
Naturally.
A marriage is not going to survive if one person is always in a power dynamic above the other. They're told that all of this should be making them content.
Ugh.
Because it's what God wanted for them.
Okay, if anyone ever told me something should make me content, I think just that in itself would make me want to... like, stomp on their feet.
Just like the anti-establishment in me. Like, fuck you, man. You don't get to tell me what I like.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not my mom.
I feel for these women.
And so a lot of women who have left have faced bitter custody battles, a lot of, you know, shunning from their community because they're rebelling against this idea that they exist to create more Christians.
It reminds me a lot reading the stories of the women who leave the Quiverful cult. Or not, I shouldn't say cult. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, it's not a great movement by any stretch, but it reminds me a lot of reading stories of women who leave, like, super Orthodox Jewish communities.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the backlash and custody battles and complete shunning. It's just very similar. I should write something about that.
Well, it's just ironic to me, too, that these women have been often very single-handedly raising all these children, and as soon as they leave, everyone in their community is like, they're not fit to be a parent.
Also, if you're... okay, so let's say you're a man with a wife and, like, 20 kids.
Ew.
Yeah, first of all, ew. Secondly, she decides one day, this is too much, I can't handle this, I have to go. But you still don't believe in babysitters, so what are you doing? Do you just have, like, I guess they have the older girls raise the younger girls, or all the other kids, but I was gonna say, there's no fucking way those dads are picking up the mom slack.
Nope.
No.
And that's something my own father always takes issue with when he sees in, like, commercials and stuff. He gets very angry when it's, like, a dad doesn't know how to use a vacuum cleaner or something. And he's like, I am an adult. I do know how to do adult things, but a lot of these men don't.
Yeah, well, that's true. If that's your lifestyle, you've never had to do any housework, then...
So that family, ew. If they don't go with the mom, it's imploding real fast.
Let's talk about some implosion.
Yeah, let's talk about our notable craziness. Stassi and I were both obsessed with this news when it broke last week.
Yeah, so this is still, I wouldn't say breaking news, but it's still sort of coming out bit by bit. So again, there may be updates periodically of this notable craziness. Hallie, take it away.
Let's talk about the Turpin family.
Ew, I hate that name. They are naturally related to the evil judge from Sweeney Todd.
Stassi said that. We were discussing how Turpin sounds like an evil last name. She goes, that was the judge from Sweeney Todd, and she pulled it up on her phone.
I don't know how I remember that, because I genuinely have not thought of that show in about 6 years, 7 years.
You loved Sweeney Todd when we were growing up, though. It's still in there.
It is. It's just like, yeah, it's like riding a bike. Like you can ignore it for years, but it'll come back when you need it.
So the Turpin family, unrelated to Sweeney Todd, were living in Perris, California, P-E-R-R-I-S, not Paris. It's a suburb of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Sunday, January 14th, 2018. Some of you might recognize that as 2 weeks ago. The 17-year-old daughter of this family with 13 children escaped through a window of her home in the early morning and used a deactivated cell phone to call 911. She told the police she and her 12 siblings were being held against their will.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, though, I learned while researching this, there is a law that even if cell phones no longer operate, if they are charged, they have to be able to call 911.
Yes.
Captain Greg Fellows of the Riverside County Sheriff's Department said that this unnamed 17-year-old girl, they've withheld all the children's names, showed him... Yeah. She showed him photos of the decrepit rooms in her house, and they were disturbing enough that she got him to come back with her and conduct a welfare check.
Okay, can I just say, you know what? This is a really horrible story, and it's very fucked up, and I'm sure we're only at the tip of the iceberg here,
mm-hmm.
but I just get a tiny amount of pleasure imagining the oh shit feeling those parents got when they opened the door to the police officers being like, we're about to conduct a welfare check. Fuck those guys.
You done fucked up, Turpins.
The anxiety running through them must have been insane. And if they live with that for the rest of their lives, so be it.
David and Louise Turpin.
Gross, gross cartoon characters.
You done fucked up. So, yeah. Stassi, tell us what Captain Greg Fellows and his team found when they went into the Turpin home.
Yes. So, they found the 13 children ranging in ages 2 to 29. Chained, well, some of them were chained to their beds and other furniture, and they were all starving. So some were tied to their beds as a punishment, like not just when they arrived, but throughout their lives. First, they would be tied up with ropes, and then eventually that changed into a chain and padlocks.
And that was because one of the children figured out how to escape from mm-hmm. the ropes.
They were not allowed to shower. I did read that if they were caught washing their hands above the wrist, they would be punished for, quote, playing with water.
Yep.
So I think they were only allowed to do, like, a bath once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that.
That's in our notes, yeah.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I did read a lot of articles about this, so I'm gonna go a little out of order.
And they were also kept from using the bathroom. They were tied up 24/7.
Yes, there were physical excrement everywhere in the house, as well as cat and dog corpses, which is always fun to just keep lying around for a rainy day. These children were not well fed.
They were so tiny, actually, that the police thought the 17-year-old girl was 10 when they first met her.
So that's a serious amount of malnutrition over a long period of time to stunt growth like that.
This Quiverful family was often subjected to the parents buying apple or pumpkin pies, leaving them on the counter and letting them go uneaten, just so people had to look at them and not eat them.
I thought that only the parents were allowed to eat them. The kids could only just look at them.
It just said that they were left there uneaten for months, just wasting food.
Fuck, man. Like, what? Where did they get off?
Other punishments for these kids included being beaten and strangled. Standard cult behavior.
My parents did it all the time.
Jesus.
They're like, why haven't you done your homework? I'm gonna choke you.
They were also forced to sleep all day and stay up all night, essentially turning them nocturnal. Mm-hmm. They would typically go to bed around 4 or 5 in the morning.
One of the neighbors in the neighborhood, by the name of Mike Clifford, he reported seeing several children walking in circles late at night inside the Southern California home. Now, it's funny that you say that, Hal, because I read elsewhere that other neighbors observed the family marching around the house outside at night.
Yeah.
Marching around the house.
As a group.
Yeah, like a fucking military exercise or something.
You have to think that was the only time they were getting to go outside.
Oh, absolutely. If they were forced to sleep all day and be up all night and be held against their will, I'm sure they were not just, you know, heading outside for a walk at noon.
This is This is obviously mean, but it's also kind of funny. One of the neighbors...
Hallie, that's our show.
You're right. Mean, but kind of funny. One of the neighbors, Andrea Valdez, said that she used to call the family the Cullens. Like, oh, no. In Twilight, because they only came out at night.
Yikes.
And their skin was so white, they looked dead.
Yeah, they were known for being quite pale, which is understandable, especially if you're not getting any vitamin D or food.
David Turpin's parents were shocked when they heard about this, and they were contacted when the children were extracted from the house recently. They said that their son and daughter-in-law were very religious and kept having the children because God called on them. The kids were obviously homeschooled, as we said before, as is the Quiverful way, and they were made to memorize long passages from the Bible. Some of them even memorized the entire book.
A very common thing with cults and with controlling situations and stuff is using memorization, because it like reduces the room for your own thoughts and feelings if you're just given like this text, memorize it. Recite it.
Learn it, live it, love it.
Exactly.
Now, these kids might have memorized the entire Bible, but like you said, it was pushing out other stuff. They appeared to be lacking basic knowledge of life. Many of these kids did not know what a police officer was when they came to the door. And the 17-year-old who, you know, ran in and called everything
in. The one who basically saved the day.
Yeah, she did not know what pills or medications were when the police asked her if she was on any.
That's so scary.
According to her, she and her siblings had planned this for 2 years, this escape.
Yes, I think I read that there was another one who was, like, close in age who she was going to team up with, but that other one, like, chickened out at the last minute.
And she ran out herself, which every expert that's talked about this, especially in the Washington Post articles, says is extraordinarily brave. Because
that's
when you...
So brave.
So brave. When you live in an abusive situation like this, especially one where you are physically restrained, it is next to impossible that someone is going to get out and come forward like this. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she did this is incredible.
Yeah.
And you want the real kicker here? Listen to this shit. The family dogs appear to be healthy.
Ugh.
When the police came, the dogs were fine.
You know what? Fucking David and Louise don't get any more food. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that. You know what they do have? Each defendant is now being held on $13 million of bail, $1 million for each child they abused.
Dude, I don't think I could ever possibly say fuck those guys enough and like still feel satisfied. And I'm sure the kids, even more so than I do, know what I'm talking about, but fuck those guys. Like, honestly.
Quiverfuls, where are they now? They're everywhere.
We don't know what's up with the kids because clearly they're all in, you know, protective custody and being treated for various things.
The six siblings that were over the age of 18 were taken to one hospital. The other seven were taken to the other. It is worth noting that the 2-year-old, who is the youngest, was the only one who was in slightly better condition and getting enough to eat.
So can I tell you my theory?
Tell us your theory.
So at trial, I'm really hoping to see the parents be pitted against each other.
Really?
I really want to see the mom be like, he brainwashed me. He's the bad guy. He's the one who like, all the abuse stemmed from him and then he brainwashed me. I want to see if it plays that way or if he tries to play it that way against her. I want to see if they blame each other because these fucking shitty ass motherfuckers, they don't have a moral bone in their body, Hallie.
And you have to wonder if this is common with Quiverful families because it just gets to be too much.
Because this is not the only story of horrific Quiverful abuse. There are many other stories like that online. We just chose this one because it's
recent,
very prominent.
We all know the story of the Duggars, too, and how their eldest son, Josh, was found to be sexually abusing girls he had come in contact with.
Fuck that guy. He fucking sexually molested his sisters.
His sisters, too!
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's better to molest someone who's not related to you, but it's like an extra level of gross to do it to someone who is.
And his fiance knew about it before they got married, and now they have a bunch of kids. And they're gonna keep pumping those motherfuckers out.
Quiverful gives people a really fucked up relationship with sex.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like something that is a chore that you do to create more people. And anything outside of that isn't really sex. Like, that's how I've heard this justified.
Well, condoms are for evil, nasty lesbians. And not lesbians, feminists. Excuse me.
I was going to say that. What are you going to use this for?
I totally got that wrong. Never mind.
You're just falling into the conservative speech pattern.
Yeah.
I'm
just hitting all the buzzwords.
Of the terrorist, lesbian, Muslim witches.
Oh, man.
But you know what? Those people sound like more fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
I do recommend, I know how we look at pictures sometimes, look at some of these pictures of the Turpin family.
Oh, yes. So there's more, obviously there's a lot more to them that you can find online, like the Elvis impersonator at their wedding renewal.
Three times these parents renewed their vows.
Yes.
And the pictures with each one is really freaky. All the kids are wearing identical outfits.
Yes. In all the photos, the kids have identical.
And no one's hair looks washed.
So, that is a thing. They would apparently, if you see it, pictures of these gross-ass, ugly, crusty parents, you will see the dad has this hideous haircut.
Which he looks like the guy from Dumb and Dumber.
They would put that haircut on the kids.
It's like half a bowl cut.
The dad has that haircut, and then they would give it to all the kids, too, as like a
uniform?
I mean, maybe that's what they were calling it. I would say just as a further way to control them.
Yikes.
So anyway, our heartfeltness to the Turpin kids. If you ever want to talk or grab a coffee or you need a couch to crash on.
We're here.
We're, you know, on the other side of the country, but we're always got a open door for cult survivors.
Absolutely.
And those parents can rot in hell.
And I feel like four kids is the tiniest thing in the world now.
Hallie's like, and now my childhood is a dream.
It was a dream. No one was ever chained to a bed. Although I did used to tie a jump rope around my sister and make her drag me around our yard. We called it reindeer. And now I wonder why we have a tough relationship. Yeah.
So I think what I've learned from this episode is I'm going to hug my family.
And your one sibling.
And my one sibling. And my normal parents.
Cheers to that, man. All right. Do we have any recommendations?
Sleep. Just try to get your sleeping schedule. Like, if you're tired, take a nap. Try to go to bed early. I've been doing that and trying to wake up early, and it's... I mean, I'm tired right now, but it's good stuff. So, nice. Yeah.
That's my
expert advice.
She's a doctor, did you know?
Yeah, I just got my doctorate.
My recommendations are two movies, one old, one new. The old one is Hot Fuzz. I watched it when I was home with my family because me and my 16-year-old brother love the Edgar Wright cinematography. It is,
yes, we were talking about
that. We were talking about that. I'm so excited he's developing opinions about cinematography. It's still so funny, so sharp. I recommend it. And then I just saw last night Lady Bird, which I know has been nominated for like a kajillion awards. It really does deserve it. It is so funny. It's if you were ever a drama kid, if you were ever raised Catholic, if your family ever suffered bouts of financial instability, if you dated someone who turned out to be gay, if you just want to remember how the world warps when you're 18, like, it's so good. Please go see it.
All
and
right.
Those are my two recs. Contact us, cultsofourlives@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Hallie Regina and Wednesday Sister. Join our Facebook group. I'm so sick of plugging everything. This is why I'm not adding a specific show Twitter, even though somebody asked. Also, somebody made their girlfriend the most beautiful Cults of Our Lives t-shirt.
Wow!
If you were on the Facebook group, you'd notice that.
Why don't you just show me a picture, you passive-aggressive twat?
Because I'm not your fucking secretary. This is going so aggressive so fast. It was so great, and I know we did change logos, so I do feel bad you now have a t-shirt with a different logo than our logo. You know, if you want to do one with the new one, I'm considering doing merch, if people are interested in that.
I might have to buy some for my parents.
Our biggest fans.
Our biggest fans. My only fan.
Well, they love you, because they only had two children to look after.
Yeah, they had a good amount. Have safe sex.
Yeah, use a fucking condom.
Be an evil lesbian.
Even if you're a lesbian, use a condom.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.